Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Good afternoon, everybody, and welcome to Marks and Reese. It's a Friday. It's not a football Friday. It's the day after Carson Wentz got traded Friday with Johnny Marks. Ike Reese, what's up? Ike.
Johnny Marks, holla at your boy.
Well, we are going to take reaction. Obviously, yesterday was a very busy day. A lot of people trying to get in. They couldn't. We're going to take your reaction to Carson Wentz being traded to the Indianapolis Colts. But let's start here, Ike. You know, I know that, like, we at this point, everybody, like, you're like, all right, well, like, will the Eagles regret this, right? Like, looking down the road, we'll just say 5 years down the road, 3 years down the road, regardless, like, down the road, do you think the Eagles will regret this trade? It had to be done right now, right? I think everybody agreed Carson didn't want to be here. It was time to move on. But do you think that they'll regret the way it played out and that they had to trade Carson Wentz away?
Well, I think they already regret it. That it arrived at this point. You think they wanted to get to this point?
No, probably not.
No. So, you know, I think it's already to that point. And I don't see how it can't be. Now, the Eagles have a lot of work to do to make people feel like this isn't a regrettable trade. Meaning that hopefully they have found our next franchise quarterback. Hopefully they found our next franchise quarterback. Because, see, I'm of the belief that the 2020 season was an outlier. You may say the 2017 season was an outlier. That's fine. But there's a difference between what he did in 2020 and looking that poorly versus what his other seasons look like outside of 2017. So even with that, that was a quarterback that I felt was a top 10 quarterback and a quarterback that you can build a team around to win a Super Bowl championship with. And that's what it's all about. So if I got to spend the next 5 years looking for my franchise quarterback or wondering if I have that one, then, yeah, that's regrettable to me. Mm. And until Jalen Hurts becomes that guy or they find that next guy, that's what it's all about, because how do you build a team that's a championship contender if you don't know who's the quarterback?
Mm-hmm.
And at least with Carson, we had direction that you could build around him because everybody believed.
He was the guy.
I don't know what the hell happened. This changed all that, but this is where we are now. This is where we are now. And so I just – listen, they got a lot of work to do. It doesn't mean that they won't get it done. I'm not sitting here telling you that I believe the Eagles are doomed forever and we're never going to win another football game and they can't get back to winning. No. That's not what I believe. But when we're talking about being a championship contending team, that's what I believe we had as long as that dude was our quarterback and you put the right pieces around him.
Mm.
They ain't going to put a mediocre quarterback there, a guy that's okay, a guy that we like a little bit better, that everybody gets along with a little bit better, who doesn't have as high of a ceiling. And just because there isn't a controversy there, does that mean they shouldn't regret making this move?
Hmm. Well, I would agree with you that I think it's regrettable that the Eagles absolutely regret that it got to the point that it did, right? Like, how could you not? You wasted draft picks to trade up. You wasted money on a brand-new contract. So I would agree with you. I'm sure they regret how it became. But will they actually regret not trying to make it work, which I don't know if they could have made it work regardless. But will in 5 years, will they say, like, well, man, I regret that we traded Carson Wentz? And, I mean, obviously we're estimating and we're looking ahead and we're projecting, but based on everything that I've seen from the Eagles and from Carson Wentz, I just don't think so. I don't. For all the people that think the Colts are laughing all their way to, you know, all the way to the bank for getting Carson Wentz, they got a good quarterback, and I think he's going to be good next year, but then what, right? Like, it was never about just 1 year with Carson Wentz. There was 2017, there was 2018, there was 2019, there was 2020. A lot of things went into those years, and this year, 2020, this was his worst year by far. So I don't think that you're getting a 2020 version of Carson Wentz in Indianapolis this year, right? But what happens after that? What happens after Carson Wentz has some success? Right? Does he become disgruntled? Does he not want to be coached hard? Does he not trust his coach? Does he rub teammates the wrong way? Are there sources and teammates talking about this or that? And I'm not saying that Carson Wentz tore up the locker room, because I don't believe that happened here. I don't believe that happened here. But I do think that there is something, too, that he doesn't relate or guys don't pull in his direction. I think there's something to that. So, but even besides that, he's a good quarterback on the field. He's not great. He hasn't been great since 2017. He gets in his own head. His play isn't consistent. He blames everything on somebody else, at least if you listen to what people are saying about Carson Wentz and the practice habits and things like that. He's very hard-headed. So I don't think that's going to change going to Indianapolis. I think you're going to get a sometimes successful quarterback, and then other times it's going to be like, yep, that's the Carson Wentz I remember. So no, I don't think the Eagles are going to regret this trade, because the Eagles and what they've been able to do since Jeffrey Lurie bought the team, they've been able to find a starting quarterback and be competitive. They have. Do I think that the Eagles are going to, in 5 years from now, still be trying to figure out what to do with their franchise and still have 4 or 5 wins a year? I don't believe that. I don't know if it's Jalen Hurts as the quarterback, but I do know that Jeffrey Lurie realizes that you need a quarterback to win in this league. They knew that with Carson Wentz when they maneuvered away up and drafted him. They'll do it again to get another quarterback. The Eagles will move on. The Eagles will be fine. I think the Eagles will be okay. Will we get back to this dysfunction with the front office and Howie and Jeffrey Lurie and the stories and the meddling and the leaks and this and that? Yes, we'll get back to that. We will. And ultimately, that might stop them from getting anywhere but being a playoff team. But the Eagles are flawed. Carson Wentz is flawed. So sure. I don't think the Eagles are going to regret this at all. The Eagles are going to move on, and the Eagles are going to try to win something. And I have confidence that they're going to be able to figure it out and get back to where they were with Carson Wentz just in 2019. And we'll see what Carson Wentz does. Carson Wentz is going to go to Indianapolis. I think he's good next year. Let's see where he is the year after that. Right? Like,
I think you're looking at we're trying to project out 5 years from now.
Roughly.
You don't really have anything other than being an Eagles fan to base this team was going to be in some sort of great position in 5 years. Like, what do you have to go off of that on?
Nothing.
Exactly. Like, the head coach, the quarterback who's played 4 games,
well, based
the
on
abundance of talent that's on this team, the belief that and how we can put together a championship roster.
I'm not going overboard with it, but
well, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, I know Joe Giglio had said, I guess last night, that he'll bet on the Eagles in the next 5 years more than he'll bet on the Colts. Like, he'll bet the Eagles, he won't bet the Colts. I'll tell you this, like, I'm not betting on Carson Wentz going to Indianapolis and winning a Super Bowl or making an AFC championship game or being the missing piece that puts them over the top. They're already a good team. They're already a playoff team, mm-hmm. right? Like, going to Indianapolis and making the playoffs, what does that do?
Yeah, but listen, to each is his own. I just am not going to judge whether or not I should be happy in my house based on what's going on in somebody else's house. If I'm not happy with what's going on in my house, I'm not happy.
Mm-hmm.
'Cause what's going on in somebody else's house, they may be happy with. Just 'cause you're not happy with it or don't think that it's something to be appreciated doesn't mean they don't. So I don't know what Wentz is going to do out there with Indianapolis. All I know is that if the Eagles in 5 years, I don't feel great about my team and the direction that they're headed and what we've done over the past 5 years. Am I really going to feel good regardless of what's going on with the Colts? Because for me, I'm going to always wonder, well, why couldn't they get it fixed with that dude?
Yeah.
I seen that dude at his height. So why couldn't they get it fixed? Why couldn't they get it fixed? Mm. That's what I'm a wonder.
Mm. I mean, I would say that I think that the Eagles, or I would regret the Eagles trading Carson Wentz if Carson goes out there, and I'm not even going to say win a Super Bowl, but clearly, like, they're a team that's in the mix and in the AFC Championship game, and maybe they make a Super Bowl, to where Carson clearly was the difference, and he's the player that we thought he was going to be when he goes out there. And at the same time, the Eagles are going to be still trying to find that quarterback, still not good, still trying to find their way. I don't believe that. I don't believe that.
But you won't regret the move, even if the Eagles aren't in a very good position, as long as Wentz hasn't done anything.
Yes, Carson Wentz's play in Indianapolis plays a lot into it, yes.
Okay.
Yes, 215-592-9494. We start on the phone lines coming up. Are the Eagles going to regret trading away Carson Wentz? Where are you? 215-592-9494. It's Marks and Reese. Today's broadcast brought to you by Chickies and Pete's. All Chickies and Pete's locations are open for indoor dining, Pennsylvania, New Jersey, and, of course, all Philadelphia locations. There's a Chickies and Pete's near everyone. Find yours at ChickiesandPete's.com. Back with your phone calls, your day after reaction to Carson Wentz being traded. Marks and Reese on 94 WIP. Marks Reese, we are back, and Carson Wentz has arrived in Indianapolis.
Damn, that was quick.
Think he was ready to go?
Something tells me, yes, he was ready to go.
Well, I don't know if that's true, though, because he never said he wanted out.
That's right. Yeah, so he probably wasn't even packed to go. It took him by surprise when it happened. In all seriousness, John Clark tweeted out a video that came from I guess, a reporter out there.
Damn Clark, boy,
in Indy.
I tell you, the airport. Nobody has the airports on lock like John Clark.
Well, no, John didn't get it. It was another reporter. Maybe he gave him
Oh, that's what I'm saying. But he has a connection. He has airport connections all around.
Clearly, he has some type of connection to an airport. He's the only person that knows it. So yes, so he is already in Indy. He appears to be wearing the same camouflage sweatshirt that he's had on for the last year.
Yeah, that's him.
Does he have the camo sleeve? Arm sleeve?
He does not. He might underneath the hoodie, but so he is officially in Indianapolis, and it will officially be a Colt coming up here in less than a month, in a couple weeks when they're able to actually make the trade. It's not official yet, but you know it's just a matter of it becoming official coming up here in a couple weeks. 215-592-9494. The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Mark's Jewelers in Montgomeryville. They're the home team. If you're looking to get engaged, that's the place you want to go. Mark's Jewelers. Shop online, marks-jewelers.com. Jack, I wonder where you fall in this. Because I'm thinking that most people are going to say the Eagles are going to regret this trade in 5 years. Are they going to regret trading Carson Wentz? What do you say?
This is strictly off of my gut, and I think they are going to regret it. And I think they're going to get a better version of Carson Wentz out there. And really, he's going to a perfect situation. Like, when you see that Colts roster, it actually makes sense for what Carson Wentz does. They have a good running game. He believes in the head coach. And ultimately, I do think the pressure got to him here, even if he doesn't listen to talk radio, he can still feel it.
Oh, he senses it.
Yeah,
yes.
He can still feel it. And there was a lot of things going against him here. And I just think that out there in Indianapolis, there's not going to be the same level of pressure. And I do think the Eagles are going to eventually regret making this trade.
So, I mean, but what you said, you wrapped it up in the answer. Here, I don't know if it was going to work, right? Like for me, if I thought it could have been rebuilt and I was hoping that they could have said, okay, listen, what can we do to fix this guy? I never thought it was going to happen here again. It just felt like that he was done and the Eagles were like, all right, if you're done, I guess we're done too. Right? Too complicated, too much going on. But, I mean, even with that said, I would have to believe that Carson Wentz is going out there to be the missing piece with the Colts. And the Eagles also are just going to continue to flounder and be a bad team. We'll even say in 3 years, like 3 years from now, the Eagles are going to be a bad team still. They can't find the quarterback. And Carson Wentz is going to be riding high in Indy. I don't believe that. I don't believe that. I think the Eagles are eventually going to be fine. Figure out if Jalen Hurts is the guy. Otherwise, they're going to find a quarterback, and they've found quarterbacks before. We're not talking about the Bengals franchise here or the Browns. You know, as much as I want to bitch and complain about Howie Roseman, and you and he deserves it. He does. He's done a poor job here. This has been a successful franchise. It has. So there's no reason why they can't get back to that. 215-592-9494. Let's take some phone calls. Let's go to Malik in Mount Airy. Hi, Malik.
How you doing, President? Are we serving a day?
Oh, yeah. We got you. They must have been drinking that Ike juice. It's Friday.
So let's get this straight. Let's get this straight. So you're saying we're going to play the if game. So let's just say, like you said, you don't think it's going to happen because all we're doing is playing an if game. So if Carson goes out there and becomes an MVP caliber quarterback and properly wins the MVP, plays in the AFC championship and plays in the Super Bowl and possibly gets the Lombardi trophy, the Eagles will be crying. We will be crying in Philadelphia. Yep. You know what we're going to say? You know, oh, man, we shouldn't have traded them. But what they have, we don't have. They got a wide receiver core. They got a real running game. Mm-hmm. They got a decent front line. Mm-hmm. Those things help. And they got a head coach that believes in running the ball. Those three things help a quarterback. Coach, President, am I wrong?
You're absolutely right. I that's why I thought it was the perfect place for him, not only because of the personnel that they have there, but because of the personnel that they have there and the head coach. I truly believe, and this isn't me necessarily blaming Doug or what have you, because I blame Doug and Carson as it pertains to their working relationship. As a coach and a player, I'm putting blame on both of them for not being able to get over whatever issues were there and get the most out of each other. The biggest reason why I think Wentz is going to have success in Indy is because it's a guy there he thinks believes in him 100%. And there was something there with Doug and Carson where they got disconnected and Wentz didn't trust him anymore. If you want to believe the stuff about changing plays and all that stuff, that's where that comes from. That means, no, I don't want to run what you want me to run. I'm not saying that's right.
That was just reality.
The reality of what happened. But if people want to know why I think he's going to go to Indy and it's going to be different, it's because I think that coach knows how to push his buttons. And he trusts that coach for some reason. So he's going to go there with a willingness to learn and to be better and to not screw it up and to fit in. Like, that's what he's going to go there and have a willingness to do.
Maybe.
Wouldn't he?
Well, they were together 2 years, right?
Why wouldn't he? Listen, he and his agent, listen, you can argue a bunch of things, but you can't argue that this guy wants to be there. And you can't argue somebody in an atmosphere, in an environment where they're happy, that it doesn't make them more productive. If you're somewhere you're not happy, how can you be the best employee?
But I can argue if a year from now he'll still be happy. I can argue if their relationship is in 2 years from now is still going to be as good as it is right now. I can argue that. They spent two seasons together where they had a lot of success.
I know. Listen, I don't want to spend a lot of time arguing about something that can't be proven until it actually happens.
Okay.
So I'm just explaining why I think he's going to have more success out there. That's all I'm doing is explaining why I think he's going to have more success. It's a place he wants to go. People talk about why didn't this team step up or why didn't that team step up? Did you ever think that he and his agent made it clear he wants to be in Indy? Joe DeCamera brings up, well, why didn't Bill Belichick want him? Well, let's see. Let me look at New England's roster and what they have compared to Indy. No, why would he want to go to New England? It's the question versus Indy.
He probably wouldn't.
Okay, then.
I don't think New England wanted him either. I mean,
I don't even care about that. What I'm saying is that he made it known, he and his agent, that they wanted to be in Indy because he thinks that's the best situation for him. That's all I'm saying.
Mm-hmm. Agreed. Let's go to Gino, South Jersey. Gino.
Good afternoon. My thought for today is we shall overcome. Mm-hmm. I truly believe if we look back in the beginning that there's like three or four things that happened related to Carson. And number one was Carson started off as a D3 quarterback, and this is no knock on D3 college players.
Wasn't D3.
No, or one double A or whatever, right? Small one. Well, what happens is that that competition level left him to be the big fish in the little pond. And you didn't see or hear from any of these other teams recruiting him at the time of the draft, other than the Eagles, and how he has a tendency to overreach in the draft and try to prove himself that he's smarter than these other general managers by selecting players that are basically all off the board and not being seen. So that's my first point, is I think Carson was the big fish in the little pond, and when things got rough and he ended up having to compete for his position against Foles, and then Carson got hurt, and he got hurt again, and Foles stepped up and did what he did and won us that championship, that Super Bowl, you know, that touched my heart. I was one of the guys sitting on the couch at 63 years old crying. You know, my dad didn't live to see it. It was touching, you know. But the second point is that I really believe now, after all everything that's come out from after the Super Bowl, our Super Bowl win was lightning in a bottle year. Everything went right except Carson got hurt. Foles stepped in and did what he did, which was magical. But our defense was terrible, guys. And we never got better from that point. But I think Howie, I think the management, I think Carson, I think Dougie, they all got together and started puffing their chest out and thinking they were really better and smarter than everybody and whatever else was going on in the league. And that was a big mistake. And the draft choices that came after that proved that. And the last thing I think Carson is going to where he wants to be. So be careful, Carson, what you wish for, because you get up there, you're going to be competing in the shadows of a Peyton. You're going to be competing in shadows of
Andrew Luck.
Andrew Luck. And then what's going to happen is, and we all know, Carson's one hit away from that great line to protect them. He's one hit away from him becoming Andrew Luck.
All right, Gino, appreciate it. Yeah, I mean, he's going. He's definitely going to the best situation. Every situation that's out there, he's walking into a good team for sure. Let's go to Mad Mike. Mad Mike, how are you?
Hey, guys. How you doing today?
What's up?
What's up, Mad Mike?
Hey, man. One, I'm just glad all this nonsense is over. Like, you know, as the Wentzless turns or whatever we want to call it. Like, I'm glad he's gotten to a new spot. And for me, like, now it's just – now the everybody's eyes turn to Howie. And let's see what this nerd has to, if it can do from here. Because, like, first of all the stuff that's been leaked out, we know that's all coming from Howie. Like, the fact he leaked out something where they were saying that he hadn't talked to the coach for 9 to 10 weeks, and that was proven false. That's all coming
from
Howie.
It was proven false?
Yeah, Rob Motti kind of put something out.
Yeah, I don't really want to get into a whole lot of he said, she said, but just because somebody tells another person something doesn't mean it's a fact. It means that they told him something. Right.
Yeah.
If anybody with any sense in their head thinks that Doug Peterson and Carson Wentz's relationship wasn't hurting last year, you're nuts. Because it was. The relationship wasn't good. I don't know. I didn't say they weren't talking for 9 or 10 weeks. Do you think their relationship was fine last year, Mike?
No, I don't think they were fine, but I don't think they didn't talk for 9 or 10 weeks.
But what does that matter? But what does that matter?
No, it matters because you got this weasel who's doing whatever he can to just keep his job. And, like, Carson knows he doesn't have his back, so he at least Carson gets to go to somewhere with, like, a real class GM who knows what he's doing, like, and has a team that's around him instead of a bunch of wannabe scrub receivers. And, like, I'm just ready for this to, like, work out so much better for Wentz and just be, like, blow up in the Eagles.
Well, you know what, Mike? Then go get a freaking Colts jersey, all right?
I'm good.
You and Inge. Inge was a Bears fan last year. You can be a Colts fan this year. No, seriously, dude, listen. Carson Wentz could have very easily said, you know what, screw Howie, but this is my team. I'm the quarterback, and I'm taking this franchise back. You know what he did? He said, trade me. All right, so as much as we love bitch and complain about the Eagles and Howie Roseman, and we should, Carson Wentz is also a part of this, Mike. All right?
Not
so go and get your
part,
Colts jersey and root for Carson. I'm rooting for the Eagles.
I'm rooting for the Eagles to fail. Like, I just
good. Goodbye. 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 I can only do it 3 or 4 times a week. I can't do it 5 times a week where we know how much you hate Howie and you're rooting for him. I'm not rooting for the Eagles to fail. All right? And the Eagles did build the team that just won a Super Bowl, went to the playoffs, okay? Some of that was luck, yes, but they found the quarterback. They found Carson Wentz. They screwed it up, but they found Carson Wentz. They realized the importance of finding a quarterback like Carson Wentz. Why can't they do that again? So that's why I'm like,
Well, they don't just grow on trees.
I know they just don't grow on trees, but
You got to be bad to find him again.
Maybe.
Well, I mean, they had to move up to number two to get him.
They did. But also, you're seeing that there's quarterbacks that are taken that aren't the first quarterback in the draft that fall down a little bit. Pat Mahomes, Deshaun Watson.
Yep.
You know, there are quarterbacks that you can get further down the lane.
Well, but, we got Jalen Hurts.
Right.
Yeah, he has to be the guy. We're not looking for another quarterback.
Yeah, I'm not sure what they're doing in that respect. I don't know. Let's go to Josh. Josh in Northeast Philly. Josh, how are you?
Hey, what's up, fellas?
What's up, Josh?
What's up, Josh?
Not much. Hey, can I get some juice? I need it.
Oh, it's a Friday.
They must have been drinking that Ike juice. Appreciate that, Josh.
Nah, I appreciate it. All right, I'm going to make this quick. I feel like there's two reasons that Carson – well, three, that he could be successful. The coaching staff, obviously the talent on the roster. And three, he doesn't have to deal with the toxic media, where half of them are probably on Howie's payroll, and they just sit up and make 10 stories up a day, just bashing them. Mm. You know what I'm saying? On top of that, real quick, Johnny Marks, your personality type is like the problem with the fan base. You're a fake fan. As soon as things get tough, you quit on them. So don't tell me about staying and being an Eagles fan, because you quit every time the going gets tough.
I quit.
You don't say nothing about Howie.
I quit.
Spend a segment on Howie. Talk about his grass.
So hang on a second, Josh. Hang on a second. How do you listen to the show on the regular?
Days.
Do you listen every day? Hang on. Do you know how much time we spent on Howie Roseman being a bad GM?
Not enough.
Oh, really? So what else you want us to say? What else you want us to say? His draft record speaks for itself. This roster speaks for itself. He sucks. I would have fired him. What do you want me to say? I'm an Eagles fan, dude. You be a fan the way you want to be a fan. I'll be a fan. I want to be a fan. I get mad when my team sucks. I get mad when my quarterback sucks. All right? You want to make excuses for your quarterback. Your quarterback just quit on you, dude. He left. He left. I'm still here. He left. Why don't you go to Indy with him?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Why don't you go to Indy with him? I'm an Eagles fan. I've been an Eagles fan since I was born. I love my team. I get mad at my team when they suck. All right?
And you don't do any real journalism, and you sit here and avoid the real problem. We all know
what's
the
real problem.
All
right, whatever. I don't do any real journalism. It's because I'm a hack with a microphone. I'm not a journalist. What do you want us to do with Howie Roseman? What are we going to do that we already haven't done? We haven't criticized him. We haven't torn him apart. We haven't called for him to be fired. Seriously, what haven't we done with Howie Roseman? What else can we do? Let's go to Brian in Brunswick. Brian, go ahead. How are you?
How you doing, guys? My feeling is we're not going to regret the trade. We've got 8 picks in the first 3 rounds of the next draft. Obviously, this was the culmination yesterday of picking Hurts in the second round, which I think shocked everyone. But that, to me, was a signal that they were going to move on from Wentz. And the one thing that I haven't heard a lot of people bring up is, you know, we were always worried about that Wentz was made of glass. He gets hurt a lot. He was hurt his last year in college, and he got hurt a few times in the pros. I like Hurts. I think he's going to work out, but Howie has got to pick better. He's got 8 picks to work with, and it could be two ones next year. And that's going to determine what we look like 2, 3, 4, 5 years from now.
Now, you're right about that. I mean, they certainly have accumulated some draft capital, and I think they may wind up getting another pick or two, depending on what they lose in free agency for compensatory picks. So, you know, he's going to have multiple opportunities to hit on some of these guys, and he has to reshape this roster. He does. He has to reshape this roster. It's the worst trade, and the team is in a terrible position. And, like, I don't believe that this team – can't get back to being the class of this division. I don't believe that they can't get there. I do believe that. So I'm with John from that standpoint. You got to understand what I'm looking at is strictly the quarterback position. And when you have a quarterback that is a top 10 talent in the prime of their career, I would rather try to build around that guy versus starting over and hoping that the next guy can either live up to that level or surpass it. That's what I would rather do. It's a lot harder to hit on that guy saying, you know what? So what? We didn't hit on the number two guy. We just traded him away. This guy we got right here is pretty
good. He's good, yeah.
Yeah, like that's hard to do. Now, we're all a pulling for Jalen, but can we even say for sure Jalen's going to be here in 5 years as the quarterback?
No. No.
Right? Is he the quarterback in 5 years?
What's a better chance of him being here or not being here?
Right.
Probably not.
Probably
a little
not.
Bit, right?
Yeah. Because in 5 years, you've given him an extension.
Yes.
So now he would have had to have played well enough that you've given him an extension.
He's been here longer than Carson would have been here.
Yes, 6 years. Yeah, you're right.
Well, maybe they'll wait for the extension and then trade him right afterwards.
Well, you think they rush to do the extension this time?
You
think they wait and do they wait this thing out?
No.
I mean, listen, we all made fun of the Cowboys for not signing Dak.
Yeah.
I mean, the Rams and the Eagles got Goff and Wentz signed early at an affordable price. They believe in our guys. We believe in them.
meanwhile, Jarrett's like, I got you right where I want you, Dak. You wait till they don't re-sign him.
Oh, there ain't no doubt about it. They're not re-signing him. There's no doubt.
Franchise him one more year because then they'd have to pay him $50 million.
Yeah. Yeah, Jerry, I don't know what Jerry's doing down there, but he's already messed this up. But in his mind, he's like,
I don't have the patience to jack with you today.
In his mind, right, Dak has one playoff win, right?
Yeah.
I think they've been to the playoffs twice, and he has the one playoff win. Is he saying to himself, you know what, $45 million, that's what we get. We need to put that into the quarterback, $40 to $45 million.
To maybe win a playoff game?
Right.
You know? 215-592-9494. Marks and Reese, 215-592-9494.
We got the NFC East. So until Washington actually gets a quarterback, it still is an open division.
Oh, you can make a real case the Eagles can make the playoffs before the Colts. I mean, seriously.
Yes. It's a lot easier division than the AFC South?
South.
Yeah.
It still doesn't make sense. Well, I guess the Cowboys are the NFC East, which also doesn't make any sense.
Right.
But, I mean, Indianapolis.
We can get in next year with going 8-9.
Yeah, see, the stupid
8-9.
7-10.
I can't do 7-10.
You said yesterday at the end of the show, like, we could have a 3-14 team next year. And, like, it took me a minute.
You know what
in
it
my
sounds
head.
Like? It sounds like the NCAA seeding, a 7-10 game.
Yes, it does.
7-10.
How about that? Yeah. 1-16.
Yeah, 1-16. 215-592-9494. It's Marks and Reese. Today's broadcast brought to you by Chickies and Pete's. Chickies and Pete's new seasonal seafood specialties are here: jumbo lump crab cakes, limoncello seafood bake, the shrimp po' boy, and many more. You can get the full menu at chickiesandpeets.com. We'll be back with your phone calls next. Also, we're going to get into the WIP Awards because we have a category for best trades. Could Carson be the worst trade in history? We'll get into that next. Marks and Reese on 94 WIP.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.